to walk away. Please, please pass by. I can't resist you even though I try. So please go. I'm not strong enough to say no. Don't say I didn't warn you. Don't say you didn't know. Try to go. The closer you come, the weaker I get. If it ain't happened now, it just ain't happened yet. I'm begging you, baby, please, please, please go. Not strong enough to say no.
Familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton became the third outspoken critic of President Trump to face criminal charges in as many weeks. Bolton Thursday was indicted on 18 charges, including unlawful retention of national defense information. He's denied wrongdoing. His attorney says the documents were no longer classified. ABC legal analyst Brian Buckmeyer says the Bolton indictment is more detailed than the charges against James Comey or Letitia James.
He's nullifying how John Bolton can say, I didn't know. There are multiple arguments here that the prosecutor is making that shows that he had knowledge and willfully committed this act. I think kind of cutting off any avenue for an argument.
Today, President Trump hosts Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House a day after the president spoke with Vladimir Putin for more than 2 hours. And the U.S. struck another suspected drug vessel in the Caribbean. As ABC News has learned, three B-52 heavy bombers flew for hours in Caribbean waters. This is ABC News.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped GoodRx and saw the light.
She could get a deal, but telehealth if she feel.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest. Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home. They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were higher. November up 23 to 1652. December up 15 to 1655. January up 10 to 1625. February up 2 at 1636. Cheese markets were higher. Barrels up 3 to 177. 40-pound blocks up 6 to 176 and 3 quarters. 7 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 4 and a quarter to 162 and 3 quarters. Coors, 3 trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 111.5, no trades. Dry Whey up 1 to 64, no trades on the day. Live cattle and feeder cattle markets were mostly higher as the trade is somewhat optimistic that there'll be higher cash markets for Friday, and that helping to support the markets. Hog markets were lower as the market simply isn't seeing the fundamental support it needs to give traders confidence that contracts should move higher, even though pork cutout values were higher on the day. October live cattle up $1.77 to $243.95. November feeder cattle up 27 cents to $380.95. December hogs down $1 to $82.60. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets mostly higher on the day on some short covering, along with strength from the soybean markets. Soybeans were higher after the NOPA crush report came in 11 million bushels above expectations, that helping to support the beans. Wheat markets mostly higher as we had some short covering helping to support the market. December corn up 5 to 421 and 3 quarters. New crop 26 up 2.5 to 457 and a quarter. November beans up 4 and a quarter to 1010 and 3 quarters. New crop 26 up 2 to 1058. December wheat up 3.75 to 502.5. March up 3 to 518.75. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Local markets from Thursday at Elsevia Durand. Cash corn 362, December 367, January 366, new crop 26, 397. Cash beans 911, December 919, January 924, new crop 26, 948. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 371 and 3 quarters, December 376 and 3 quarters, January 391 and a half, February 394 and a half. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 378, while December 375, January 380. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 366, cash beans 920. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 367, new crop 26407, cash beans 916, new crop 26968. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 383, November 383, April 413, new crop 26 at 412. Cash beans 934, November 946, April 1010, new crop 26, 998. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 368, December 369, cash beans 926, December 936. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 221 to 241, Holstein fed cattle 200 to 223, market cows 128 to 165, bulls at 150 to 200, calves 525 to 1650, beef steers 230 to 505, Holstein steers 144 to 303, sheep markets light lambs 275 and down, market lambs 230 and down, ewes 120 and down, rams 160 and down, goat markets does 135 and down, bucks 265 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 235 to 243.50, finished beef heifers 235 to 243, finished dairy steers 212 to 230, market cows 120 to 149, market bulls 150 to 250 to 196. Hog markets, market hogs 67 to 88, light sows 69 to 71, heavy sows 69 to 71, and boars 25 to 46.50. That's markets. You're listening to WRDN.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed. Which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving.
T-Mobile. It's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 in monthly bill credits plus $5 per line without auto pay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny and warm for mid-October. There will be a few showers around ahead of a frontal boundary. Highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, an isolated shower in the evening, then becoming mostly clear with lows in the upper 40s. Mostly sunny on Saturday. Highs in the upper 60s. The bathroom you always wanted. Interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet at 800-329-4115. Right now, it's 57.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I'll never forget the first time that I heard that pretty mouth say that dirty word. And I can't even remember now what she backed my truck into. But she covered her mouth and her face got red. And she just looked so darn cute that I couldn't even act like I was mad. Yeah, I live for little moments like that. Well, that's like just last year on my birthday. She lost all track of time and burnt the cake. And every smoke detector in the house was going off. And she was just about to cry until I took her in my arms. I tried not to let her see me laugh. Yeah, I live for little moments like that. I know she's not perfect, but she tries so hard for me. And I thank God that she isn't, 'cause how boring would that be? It's the little imperfections, it's a sudden change in plans, when she misreads the directions, and we're lost but holding hands. Yeah, I live for little moments like sleep, so does my right arm. And I want so bad to move it, 'cause it's tingling and it's numb. And she looks so much like an angel that I don't want to wake her. 700 fence posts from your place to ours. Neither one of us was old enough to drive a car. Sometimes it was raining, sometimes it would shine. We wore out that gravel road between your house and mine.
You'd start walking mine. We'd meet in the middle, beneath that old Georgia pine. We'd gain a lot of ground, 'cause we both give a little. Ain't no road too long. We meet in the middle.
It's been 7 years tomorrow since we set our vows. Under that old pine tree, you ought to see it now. Standing in the backyard, reminding me and you that if we don't see eye to eye, there's something we can do.
I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
I was sitting there, selling turnips on a flatbed truck, crunching on a pork rind when she pulled up. She had to be thinking this is where rednecks come from. She had Hollywood written on her license plate. She was lost and looking for the interstate, needing directions, and I was a man for the job. Light. There's a little country store with an old Coke sign. You gotta stop and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Then a left will take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. I was sitting there thinking about her pretty face, kicking myself for not catching her name. I threw my hat and thought, you fool, you could have been love. I knew my old Ford couldn't run her down. She probably didn't like me anyhow. So I watched her disappear into a cloud of dust. Caution. that's on me, or am I really seeing what I think I see? The woman of my dreams coming back to me.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Billy Currington and Good Directions here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 50s, going to be a warm one today with temperatures back into the 70s, but we could see some more rain showers. We have our ag weather forecast here coming up at next hour. Also next hour, Casey Shepherd will be in talking about some of the issues with the cattle industry. We'll have that coming up in our newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
From raging storms and relentless winds to unforgiving heat, Proven G3 from Pivot Bio just keeps working. Featuring the only gene-edited microbe continuously fixing nitrogen in the presence of synthetic nitrogen, Proven G3's three modes of action feed more nitrogen, boost nutrient uptake, and amplify yield potential day in and day out. Learn more about Proven G3's durable nitrogen delivery at pivotbio.com.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. AI is making inroads into U.S. agriculture. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
AI, or artificial intelligence, is making its way into the U.S. agriculture industry. Heather Campton Nodal, president of Nodal Farms in Illinois, recently spoke on AI at the Rural Economic Outlook Conference at Oklahoma State University. She says the technology is already in operation in American agriculture.
One that's exciting on the horizon, there are some versions of it in the marketplace, but for example, in barn cameras where you might have confinement or feeding operations, and say you have thousands of animals there, there are technologies that can kind of track each animal individually and show signs of maybe illness, or are they going to need an antibiotic, or are they going to need some other form of treatment long before we would notice it with our human eye. It provides that kind of amazing kind of early warning detection and sometimes even diagnosis.
She talked about where producers can start to work with the technology.
Well, one that really comes to mind, especially where people have cash crops in particular, like a food-based crop, some of these weeding technologies that are being beta tested right now and some are on the market where they have like the, call it CN spray type, that can help so much to reduce labor and increase your efficiency and also decrease your input costs for the chemical itself. Yes, there is a tech fee attached to it, but it's still generally is offset by significant savings across the board.
Potential hurdles, though, to implementing AI on American farms include connectivity.
Connectivity, I refer to it as the mesh, because it's not only the physical connectivity, either through satellite or cellular, but then the ability to compute. So we have so much data. It's said that one 40-acre cornfield has as much data as the entire Library of Congress, okay? So if we were to actually take that data in season and say, what can I add now to this crop? If I can apply sulfur for a quarter an acre, 25 cents, and that's going to, in this moment, if I apply it in the next 2 days, that can help me increase my yield by approximately 10 bushel. I want to do that. And artificial intelligence allows us to see so much more than what we can with the naked eye.
For producers who haven't yet tried AI, Nodell encourages small steps like using AI tools to summarize farm magazine articles or synthesize research insights that they may not have time to read. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. That's 800-883-3024.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny and warm for mid-October. There will be a few showers around ahead of a frontal boundary. Highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, an isolated shower in the evening, then becoming mostly clear with lows in the upper 40s. Mostly sunny on Saturday. Highs in the upper 60s. The bathroom you always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet at 800-329-4115. Right now, it's 57.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Take a little time, leave it all behind. Take a
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, Alabama. Take a little trip here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 50s across the region. Our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. The 2025 Badger Crops and Soil Update meetings are taking place December 2nd through the 4th from 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Now, the event will be in Eau Claire on December 2nd. And if you'd like more information on the upcoming program, you can just contact Eau Claire County Extension or your local Extension office as well. Again, that's coming up in Eau Claire, December 2nd, the 2025 Badger Crops and Soil Update Meeting. On the way, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss, makers of high-quality workwear for more than 70 years. 8 years ago, Missouri became the first U.S. state to ban the usage of the word meat on products made of non-animal protein. 17 other states have since restricted the usage of meat-type words on non-meat products, and now the European Union is set to do the same. I'll have more after this. This episode of Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss. For more than 70 years and three generations, Strauss has manufactured high-performance German-engineered workwear, work boots, and safety equipment. The company's ostrich logo has become a proud symbol of excellence recognized by farmers around the globe. Need extra comfortable bibs? Strauss has them. What about work pants that have been tested to be 5 times stronger than your standard canvas pants? Strauss has those too. Each piece of the Strauss collection, from hat to boot, has been specially engineered to help you perform better on the job, whether you're working in the fields, taking care of livestock, or maintaining all the equipment that keeps your farm running. So if you're looking to add some extra utility and comfort to your workday, then harvest your potential and look for the ostrich. Prepare for the next growing season and grab yourself some new gear at Strauss.com. That's Strauss.com. Just last week, the European Parliament voted to ban meaty labels for plant-based and cultivated meat products. Under this new proposal, terms like steak, burger, and sausage would be reserved only for animal-based products. The vote passed 355 to 247 with 30 abstaining. The ban comes as part of a broader EU effort to strengthen farmers' negotiating power in supermarket supply chains and to reduce consumer confusion over labeling. If the measure becomes law, it would force plant-based and cultivated meat producers across the EU to remove or at least dramatically alter traditional meat terms from their packaging and marketing. The text will now go into negotiation with member states and the European Commission before final ratification. Here in the U.S., that same battle has continued for years. Some of the state bans prohibit the use of meat language unless qualifying terms like plant-based, meatless, or vegan are prominently displayed as well. In Oklahoma, for example, laws require that any plant-based label using meat or dairy terms must include a disclaimer of equal size and prominence. But many of these state restrictions may face challenges, arguing they infringe on producers' rights to describe their products clearly. Meanwhile, at the federal level, the FDA in January of this year released a draft guidance on labeling plant-based alternatives, offering recommendations for names and product descriptions to promote transparency and prevent misleading claims. Domestically, the alternative meat sector is struggling. The industry grew steadily through the 2010s and received lots of attention during the COVID-19 pandemic, but last year saw sales decline by about 7%, and the decline has continued through 2025, with sales off another 7.5%. No doubt, continued legal wrangling over what these producers can call their products will be a headwind into 2026, and I'll have more after this.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
It's not every day that Republican state leadership in the United States and European Union members of parliament are on the same page. But when it comes to defining meat, they all say meat and meat-related terms need to be reserved for products made from animals to reduce consumer confusion and keep marketing fair for livestock producers. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Strauss, makers of high-quality workwear for more than 70 years. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Are you worried about your taxes? Okay, so I'm talking to those of you out there that have not filed in a few years with the IRS or state. It's time to get worried, and here's why. The IRS is getting back from their own COVID lockdown, and they're hiring more enforcers, and they're going to come after people that owe taxes. So if you're a 1099 worker, and maybe you just plain forgot to file your taxes, you need to call the professionals right now at the Tax Helpline. They are experts at knowing the tax regulations, and their goal is to help you pay as little as possible. Call right now and get a 100% free tax evaluation. Remember, before the IRS knocks on your door, knock on our door. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, make this free call right now.
Call Taxes 321 now at 800-808-9443. 800-808-9443. That's 800-808-9443.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She's been going out with him. She's been going out with me. Said she'd let us know by tonight which one it would be. So I waited by the phone, but she never called me up. Had to know what was going on, so I drove by her house. And sure enough, that ain't my truck in her drive. Man, this ain't my day tonight. Looks like there's nothing left to say. That Chevy 4x4 says it all. Sitting in my place, that ain't my truck in her drive. Man, this ain't my day tonight. Looks like she's in love and I'm out of love. That ain't my shadow on her wall. Lord, this don't
sort of thing. Over and over again, you're a bull-hearted man. I hear you've been asking about me from some of my friends. Well, you better believe I'm not going through that again. You're the kind of man a woman thinks she can change.
For you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Ever since the days of old, men would search for wealth untold. They did for silver and for gold and even empty holes. And way down south in the Everglades, where the black water rolls and the sawgrass waves, the eagles fly and the otters play in the land of the Seminole. So blow, its toll, and in the name of flood control, they made their plans and they drained the land. Now the glades are going dry. And the last time I walked in the swamp, I sat up on a cypress stump. I listened close and I heard the ghost of Osceola cry. All the way.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Farmers for Free Trade Motorcade Tour continues across the country, meeting with producers and speaking out against President Trump's trade policies, which they say is costing many farmers their livelihood. The event was held in Westby on Wednesday, where Wisconsin 32nd State Senator Brad Paff told farmers that trade access, specifically to China, is essential for rural economic prosperity.
To just lose an international market like we have, and we lose a buyer to buy a significant percentage of American soybean crops, it's really frustrating. And I know that I speak for all of you and concerns of what's happening.
Paff stressed the need to find new markets in the U.S. to help counter the loss of major international markets.
We have to be really serious about how we can build this agricultural supply chain that uses more domestically grown corn and soybeans and really build out the market domestically here for our agriculture, our commodity crops.
The tour continues through harvest season and will conclude with a Washington, D.C. event featuring members of Congress. Economic analysts like CoBank say recent economic data has generally been more positive in nature, tempering expectations for significant interest rate cuts before the end of the year. A new report from CoBank's Knowledge Exchange says the most likely scenario is an additional 4 or 5 cuts of 25 basis points through 2026, leaving the overnight rate around 3% by the end of the next year. Tariff policy uncertainty, the sharp drop in immigration, and a massive surge in AI investments have made interpreting traditional economic reports more difficult. The CoBank report suggests sharp swings in monthly import volumes, flatter working age population growth, and a soaring stock market make it more difficult to gauge how Main Street America is doing economically. The intense politicization of attitudes has rendered longstanding public sentiment surveys erratic and unhelpful in gauging actual economic conditions, said Rob Fox, vice president of the Knowledge Exchange. High premiums on Brazilian cargoes are discouraging soybean buyers in China, which means the country has yet to secure much of its needed soybean supply for December and January. Reuters says the development could prompt the Chinese government to tap state reserves to meet near-term needs. China covered its needs through November with hefty buys from Argentina in recent weeks, but still needs 8 to 9 million metric tons for December and January. Escalating Washington-Beijing trade tensions continue to shut American soybeans from the market. China isn't buying U.S. beans because of the trade war, and Brazilian beans have become too expensive, one oilseed trader at an international trading company that supplies agriculture products to China told Reuters anonymously. China may end up using its own reserves for its year-end needs and into early next year, and will wait until the new South American harvest comes in. The Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City has launched the Center for Agriculture and the Economy. This initiative underscores the bank's ongoing commitment to include perspectives from agriculture and rural areas in discussions of the national economy. For many years, the Kansas City Fed has provided critical insights into one of the nation's most vital industries, which is agriculture, said Jeff Schmid, president and CEO of the Kansas City Fed. The establishment of the center formally recognizes our district's investment in the area and highlights the vital importance that we place on gathering insights from all of those who have a role in the agriculture economy. The new center will serve as a resource within the Federal Reserve System by providing timely analysis of industry developments and conducting ongoing research on the agricultural economy and the rural regions where production predominates. Production agriculture is central to the 10th District's overall economy. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA. That's this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny and warm for mid-October. There will be a few showers around ahead of a frontal boundary. Highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, an isolated shower in the evening, then becoming mostly clear with lows in the upper 40s. Mostly sunny on Saturday. Highs in the upper 60s. The bathroom you always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet at 800-329-4115. Right now, it's 57.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watch my corn pop up in rows, every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed, point our rocking chairs towards the west, and plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows, where the green grass grows. Well, I'm from a map dot, a stop sign on a black top. I caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are. And there's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed, point our rocking chairs towards the west, plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows, where the green grass grows. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Whoa, where the green grass grows.
Been a real close family, but lately some of my kin folks have disowned a few others than me. I guess it's because I kind of changed my direction. Lord, I guess I went and broke their family tradition. Get on me, wanna know.
music, and mine ain't exactly the same.
WRDN.
Red, Nick.
Listen to the Beatles run, old Bo Cephas threw a jukebox needle at the honky tonk where they boot stomp all night.
What?
That's right.
Yeah, and what they call work, a digging in the dirt, gotta get it in the ground.